Welcome, everybody. I'm in the sunny city of Dubai today, so coming from Canada, it's quite a change in temperature, I can tell you, at this time of the year. Anyway, let's get the meeting going. So, Gabby, there were apologies from a number of folks.
Yes, we have apologies from Leslie Cowley, Hiro Hossa, Han Chun Lee, Barak Osieno, and Peter van Rotte.
And in Leslie's absence, she had asked me to step in and chair the meeting on her behalf, which I'm going to do. Can everybody see the agenda? Just want to make sure everybody can see that and is okay with the agenda. And to get started, we've had the apologies, but we'll move into item number two, the minutes and actions. Gabby, actions from the last meeting?
Yeah, we have action 17901, the secretary to ask the council to pass the resolution on the email list on forming a small committee to review the CCNSO election process. This has been done. This is on the agenda for later as well for approval. Then we have action 17902, the secretary to call for volunteers on the council email list for a committee in order to review the CCNSO election process. That's done. Also later on the agenda. And then we have action 17903, the secretary to recirculate the proposed text on NOMCOM requirements on the email list in order for the council to approve in the resolution. This has been done. Action 17904, the secretary to call for volunteers on the council email list for forming a committee to celebrate the upcoming 10-year anniversary of the CCNSO. This has been done. And then we have action 17905, the secretary to ask the council to pass a resolution on the email list to endorse the SOP working group comments on ICANN's draft strategic plan, and this has also been done.
Okay, thank you very much. Any comments or questions on those?
Byron, no? Cheryl
okay.
Here.
Cheryl, go ahead.
Hi, thanks. Wearing my NOMCOM hat, not my ALAC liaison one. Just with regard to the letter from the criteria for NOMCOM appointments to the CCNSO Council, yes, I saw that go out to the list, but I did wonder, has it been resolved or does it need a resolution today? If it has been resolved, then I don't believe the NOMCOM has received that advice. And if it is to be resolved at today's meeting, then I just wanted to let you know that the NOMCOM will be holding a meeting within the next 12 to 14 hours. It would be greatly appreciated if the advice could reach the NOMCOM by then.
Byron, may I answer to that one?
Sure, go ahead, Byron.
Cheryl, it has been resolved because it was passed, say, the letter itself was circulated and adopted as such. Shall I send, because Leslie is on holiday, shall I send it on behalf of the council to you?
Perfectly happy to receive that, Byron. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Byron. With that, just want to check the chat. Carolina, did you have a question or issue? I think I
said no.
No? Okay. Okay, we'll move on to agenda item number three, the update. I believe that Leslie has circulated in an email her chair update. So we'll take that as received. Keith, I know you are working in a somewhat limited fashion just via the chat. Is there anything in particular you wanted to bring up? I'll, while you're doing that, if you want, I will say as in my capacity as vice chair, I don't have anything particular to report in my capacity as vice chair. However, I am currently at the WICCET conference in Dubai, which is early in its second week. And I think from all accounts, today and tomorrow are where the real action are going to happen. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned to Twitter and other sources, because I would imagine the next day or so are going to be exciting, at least if you can consider the WICCET exciting. I don't see anything from Keith right now.
Yeah, Keith. So, Byron?
Yes, Bart?
Keith, since last meeting, I have attended the APTLD meeting in Taipei, where I presented an update on the CCNSO to the APTLD members. From there on, to the thrills and spills of the ITU WICCET Dubai meeting, which is into the middle of its second week and really starting to get to the sharp end.
Okay, thank you, Bart. Yes, there are, I would confirm there are a handful of what I would call internet regular folks here, although it is definitely dominated by an entirely different crowd from what I can see. But there are certainly a few of us internet folks here. In terms of other councillors, are there any other councillors on the call who would like to update us on any particular actions or events that they have participated in since our last meeting? Any councillors? Okay, I'll take the silence as a no. 3.4, any regional organizations that would like to provide an update?
Okay, this is Carolina. We had a 2 weeks ago a board meeting in Sao Paulo to discuss the strategic plan of NACTLD for the forthcoming years.
Okay, thank you. NACTLD, any other regional organization updates? And I would just like to remind everybody, if when you're not speaking, if you could put your mute on, and that will help us with the echo and feedback. So if you're not speaking, please use mute. Then we'll go to 3.5, the staff update. Any particular updates from staff?
Not from my end. Maybe Gabby or Christina?
Nope. Nothing from me.
No?
Nothing from me.
Okay. Well, then we will move on to item number 4, the work plan update. And
Baron, this is Jan. Could you hear me? Hello?
Jan, yes, I can. Yes, Jan, I can hear you.
Hi. Sorry, I was on mute. So... actually, I would like to give our APTLD update, because since the last CCNSO Council meeting, we had our members meeting like a week ago. So there was an intensive discussion on our membership eligibility. There were two items has been discussed. One is the IDN CCTLD membership to APTLD, and the other one is new GTLD membership. It's still under discussion. It's quite an intensive discussion. So actually, that's the main issue right now in our organization.
Just to clarify, in terms of who you will let become a member, is that the primary discussion point?
Yes, who's eligible to be our member. Because currently it's only CCTLD in the region our member, our full members, and also PCTLD outside the region, and also DTLD registry registrars could be our associate members. But there's, you know, there's a discussion, you know, going on. How should we deal with, you know, ID and CCTLDs, and also how should we handle the upcoming CTLDs?
Okay, thank you. Okay, back to item number 4, work plan update. And Bart, could you please do that for us?
Yes, I will. Christina is uploading, say, the documents I've sent to you. And this is more for an informational. So if you recall from the Toronto meeting is the Secretariat presented you another way of looking at the work plan. This is more a listing. And what I've done now in order to facilitate the presentation is combining the three documents I've sent to you. So this just reflects the current state of affair and the current work plan as it is. And I'll just scroll through it. So again, there is a distinction between, say, policy-related activities, so that's the IDN, and activities, so like the FOI working group, which is policy-related, and the study group of The study group, say, which is also depending on, and I've assumed that the council will resolve today that, say, there will be a response on the at-large white paper. So I've included that one so you can see how it works. The other one is more the CCTLD-related activities, so that's the financial contribution discussion, the strategic and ops planning, CCNSO submission on IANA calls, assuming again that the council resolves today to start the CCNSO statement procedure, the incident response working group, so where it is, and finally, this is more the administrative activity. So again, council elections just been done, meetings program, chair and vice chair elections, so that is upcoming, council roles and responsibilities, again that's upcoming for the Beijing meeting, council study capacity group and rules and guidelines update. There are a few of them. Two of them, in fact. One is based on the, say, the incidents and on the conclusions of the election report. And again, this is on the agenda for today. And the second one is on the inclusion of, say, the IDN CCTLDs in the CCNSO. Again, there needs to be an update of some of the rules and guidelines. And this is post-Beijing, once the PDP is adopted, because, say, the bylaw changes, as foreseen, are done in there. So that's more or less in a translation policy, which is currently underway as well. So this provides the council with an overview, and, in fact, maybe the broader community with an overview of the current working and which is easily amendable. So my proposal would be that, say, for each and every upcoming or future council calls, the Secretariat will update this document or these documents and more or less send it to you as an informational. And if there are any questions on it, then, happy to answer or, maybe for discussion by the council itself. So that's the first point. And the second point, and this is more a question for the council, do you want us to publish this on the CCNSO website under, say, as part of the work plan updates? To date, we've published, say, the two other views on the work plan update, and this is, in fact, more a third view, and it's easier to update. That's all for me.
Thanks, Bart. In terms of the other views, can you just remind us the level of information and detail that are in the other views?
The two views are, say, one is the mind map, which is which I've used here as well as a starting point, say, with the activities. And it's not as detailed as this one, although there are some, there is more resource loading in that one, say, of working groups, etc. And that one is used again in the, say, the second version, which is more a overall project view of the activities and where it shows where we have resource issues. And that was the reason. So this is more a detailed level of information, which is easy maintainable. And the other one is really looking into, the mind map, and the other two, a 2-3 year projection of potential workload.
Okay. Does anybody have a comment on the questions or suggestion on the questions that Bart has asked? Maybe I could just start with one thing, Bart. I think it would also be helpful if between presentations of this document, if you were able to highlight or do a red line of any changes made.
Yeah.
So
what I'll do is, what I'll do next time is say, because that's the easy, it's not very time consuming, as of the next one, I'll do, a red line, so it's very clear where there are changes.
Yeah, I think that would be very helpful.
Yeah.
Does anybody feel strongly one way or the other on whether this view of our activity is added to the website or not? Would anybody be opposed to adding this? Does anybody feel very strongly in support of adding it?
Hello, it's Katrina.
Okay.
I would support adding it to the website.
Okay.
But I would also propose maybe try to do it landscape view. Maybe it will be easier to read. Just a proposal.
Bart, so...
Yes, I can change it whatever way you want to. I'll do that.
So I think landscape is probably helpful just in terms of presentational.
Yeah.
But in terms of adding it to the website, especially given that it's easily maintainable,
yeah,
I think that would be a good idea. It does give the broader community, as well as ourselves, a pretty clear and easy-to-digest view of what we're up to.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on item number 4? No, then let's move to item number 5, which is the participation of the CCTLD community in CNSO or other working groups. And this particular agenda item was stimulated by an email that Sabina sent regarding an invitation for CCNSO members to participate in a GNSO working group. And there was considerable back and forth on the list, as I'm sure you all saw, about what that should look like or whether we should be doing it at all. And I think what came from that is a general understanding that this was a working group from which no policy development process is going to be initiated, and the GNSO was simply inviting individual members to participate to potentially access some of our expertise or insight. And I think the general outcome of the email list was that the CC community, that we felt that was fine, that if an individual CC wished to participate, they were free to do so, and possibly encouraged to share their expertise, because it's only in very limited circumstances that a CC would get involved where there was a specific policy issue relevant to the community, and in order to do that, there would have to be a PDP process associated with it. Or I guess the other one, and I believe Leslie commented on this in one of her responses, was that there's a statement being made for which there is also a very specific procedure. So my feeling on this particular issue is that based on the correspondence, Sabina's comments, I think, raised a good discussion, which was clarified, and in this particular circumstance, CCs are free to participate should they choose, but it is in no way binding on the CCNSO. Barb, would you say that's a fair appraisal of the situation?
Yes, I think it is, and I think especially the combination of the documented email threat and say the response from Leslie, I think the only question is, and again this is for the council, is whether they want a statement like Leslie's email on the website as well for clarification for everybody.
Does anybody have any feedback or input on this issue? Are we amenable to having the statement posted on the website?
Keep it typing, Byron.
Okay. Well, Keith has indicated and Hong has indicated that it's okay. Based on the other silence, I will take that as silence giving consent. I think we can do that. Okay, thank you. Moving on to number 6, the appointment of a CCNSO committee for the Board Election Council and Board Elections Review. I believe that the volunteers have come forward, and all we really need to do is do we need to appoint them, or has that been done thus far?
No, you need to appoint them, Byron. The council needs
okay.
to.
Okay. Gabby, can you or Bart, can you read the list of volunteers?
Gabby.
Yes, the list of volunteers, those who have volunteered is Keith Davidson, Sokol Hakshio, Youngam Lee, and Katrina Sataki.
Okay, and I'm going to have to lean on you guys again here in terms of the process to appoint those volunteers.
I can just ask if anyone opposes them to be appointed.
Okay. Does anybody oppose those candidates for this particular committee? Hearing none, I say we appoint them by acclamation.
Yeah.
Clap, clap, clap.
However, we will need them to identify a chair. And I would suggest that the first order of business for that committee is to identify a chair, and I would also suggest that the points that have been surfaced in the report, we would seek to have the feedback from this newly appointed committee done by Beijing, which I think gives them adequate time to do their work.
Byron, may I add something?
Sure.
Just for the committee itself, say it's there are two issues at stake. First of all is the review of the guidelines, but underlying is the voting mechanism as well, say the logistics of it. And just to stress, this is going to be important just post-Beijing because it's we anticipate a members' vote on the IDM-PDP.
So, again, this is just to stress the importance of coming to a resolution by Beijing.
Yeah, and I might add, if folks haven't had a chance to read the report on this issue that I believe was authored by Gabby, it's quite fulsome and very helpful. So just to get everybody up to speed on what the issues were on the two sides of it, as Bart has just identified, it's a very, very helpful report and makes clear what the issues are. Okay, so with that committee being appointed, first order of business for them will be to select and identify to us the chair, and then also recognize that we would hopefully expect their report by Beijing. Any comments on that? I see Young is proposing to set up a date by a conference call and decide on the chair. So I can also see Keith madly typing. And he agrees. Okay, so I will, I think, Gabby, if you could set up a doodle poll for those folks and let them get on their merry way. Thank you. Item number 7, appointment of the Council Committee for the 10th anniversary of the CCNSO. Again, we need to appoint those, and following the same process we just did, Gabby, could you read out the list of volunteers for that committee?
Yes. First of all, we have Chris Despain volunteering. He's not a councillor, but he still offers his help. So you need to decide whether you let Chris be on this committee. Then we have...
We'll let him on.
Then we have Sokol Hakcho, Yangam Lee, Bikam Pisane, Barack Osieno, Suleiman Umtanaga, Katrina Sataki, and Margarita Valdez.
Okay, well, I bet it involves singing then. That sounds good. So in terms of appointing them, is anybody opposed to that membership? Hearing none, let's appoint that group of volunteers to be the committee tasked with the festivities around the CCNSO 10th anniversary event, whatever that may be. I would also say that one of their first orders of business would be to select and identify to council their chair. And I would also suggest that one of the first orders of business would be to identify how it will be funded, or how the event, assuming it's an event, how it will be funded. I think Bart had suggested there are three different possible methods. One, it could be ICANN funded. The other, it could be funded entirely by the CC. Or option number 3, some blend of the two. If I can just put my own comment in here as chair of the Finance Working Group, I think it would be awfully helpful if we could find a way to do it ourselves and self-fund it. But I will leave it to the committee to come up with recommendations. Any comments or feedback on that issue? Young Am is agreeing with the self-funding. Excellent. And Margarita has agreed to sing, I think she says here in chat. Excellent. Okay, any other comments on item number 7? I can see Keith is typing. I'm waiting for it. So with that, let's move on to number 8, the at-large white paper. And I just want to check, is Hong on the call?
Yes, Hong should be on the call.
I see.
Hi, Baron. Yes, I'm on the call.
Hi, great. Just wanted to make sure you're here since I know you're part, or I believe you were part of this, but in terms of the at-large paper on making ICANN relevant, responsive, and respected, there was an issue or two there that, of course, caught the eye of the CC community. And not to put you specifically on the spot, but wondered if you might be able to comment as one of the authors on the issue around CC's aligning with ICANN best practice, and perhaps give us a little more insight into what was meant there.
Thanks, Byron. For this paper, it was originally drafted by a list of authors, primarily from a large community. But now this so-called R3 paper is a large document, so it's now being circulated to the other constituency for public comments. For the most relevant part in this document is actually a short paragraph about kind of suggesting CCTLDs be subject to the standards of GTLDs. Well, basically that's the meaning of the paragraph. I raised this issue already at the, one of the council meetings, and I do understand the concern from the from this community. I have reflected the feedbacks from CCTLDs to the R3 drafting teams. It seems most of them agree that this original drafting was not really appropriate or accurate with respect to CCTLDs, because they are indeed subject to GAC principles and these kind of universal standards, well, are not applicable to them. I specifically asked that sentence to be removed from the documents, and I do understand that that one is no longer in the place. But because it's a large document, I believe eventually there's some compromise. There's still some wording. It seems interesting to CCTLDs. But of course, it seems it's now subject to comments. CCTLDs may comments, may voice their wills on this. And that's very good. There's a healthy interaction with the at large, with the user community. So back to you, Byron. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for that clarification. That was very helpful. So I guess the question here for us is there an interest or appetite in having the council or the CCNSO either issue a statement or a comment, or be silent on it, and of course there's the opportunity for any individual CC to provide comments upon, as Thomas just indicated. Any particular, are there any thoughts on whether the council should respond to this during the comment period and make comments? Any thoughts or feedback there?
Well, Byron, if I could, this is home again. Probably I have a conflict interest if I volunteer to draft a statement, but I'm happy to help anyway. And especially I've learned that when Leslie and you and Kiss went to ALUC to give a briefing, many people in a large community show very strong interest in the policy of these CCTLDs on who is consumer protection. So I guess it's a good opportunity to communicate with at large. I'm happy to help in whatever way. But I guess it's useful to give a statement.
Okay. Thank you. Mary Wong is asking a question for all, in that does the council support a review of all SOs ACs as recommended in the at-large R3 paper? Is there any feedback on that question? Just as an aside, I mean, having seen that and read that paper, I personally, for what it's worth, have not seen much traffic or feedback on that particular question in support of doing that. Of course, that's just one person's view, but I haven't been witness to any. Any comment or thoughts on that? Should the council provide a comment or leave it up to individual CC operators? Hearing no feedback on that, I would suggest that there isn't a particular appetite for it. But I would encourage certainly all individual CC operators to make a comment on it. I'm just reading some of the chat. I think this is something that we should probably put out to the members list and ask if there is a an interest. I think Keith is making that suggestion like that. But perhaps we ask this question to the broader membership and take feedback as a council, take feedback from that, to which I agree.
Simon, is it Bart?
Bart? Yes, go ahead.
If you look at, and I'm thinking, say, if you look at the document we prepared for this council call, excuse me, the deadline for submission is rather short. I think it's early January. Effectively, that means, say, by the 20th of December, the reply or the comment period closes. So that's why there was a suggestion that at least the council sends in a member that say this this particular statement or recommendation should be removed as it doesn't reflect the underlying principles of the creation of CCTLDs and the CCNSO.
Okay. Would you be able to draft something that reflects that we can then put out on the members list to see if there's a...
Yes, and I can do it on the council list as well. So as a backstop, I would suggest that we do the at least a response from the council in order to note that, say, this, as Hong already suggested, but just to make sure that it will be removed as a result of feedback, and of the and then also send it to the council or to the members list or the broader list. That's no problem at all, so people can react individually.
Okay.
Byron, Cheryl,
okay,
says, if you don't mind, again, weighing in where I probably don't belong, and I was not an author of the R3 paper, but I have watched its development very closely. I've also watched the response of other parts of ICANN to it, and I would predict that there will be an opportunity for interaction with the community in some sort of forum in Beijing, so it would be quite useful for the member CCTLD communities to have their interest piqued and focused on it. But the only way that you're going to get a stake in the game, I guess, from a council point of view, is if some form of comment goes in, particularly on those points of concern. And I would venture putting on my CCTLD hat for a moment that, you know, some CCTLD operators would be setting higher standards in terms of best practice than we would see in many of the GTLDs, but that's just perhaps my bias. That said, the new comment and reply comment process, it really is important to have the placeholder in the January, and I don't think that individual CCTLDs are going to necessarily get it done without some staff and councillor support. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. And just a quick reminder, those not speaking, please put yourself on mute so we don't have so much static and feedback. So thanks for that comment, Cheryl, and I think, Bart, we are going to do that. You're going to draft a comment and submit it to the council and the members list that can help us meet the brief timeline that we have.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, and I think what is important in this respect is, say, if you look at the paper, whether to add any additional arguments or whether people have additional arguments, and either add them to the chat room or send them to the council list, because that, based on that, it's fairly easy to draft a say potential response.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Okay, item number 9, ICANN Academy survey. I know right now I think we have one person who's volunteered to do the survey, but I would probably suggest that it might be worthwhile to have a broader group help in filling this out, just to do two things. One is to mitigate the work, but also two is to get a broader set of feedbacks feeding into that survey, a broader set of inputs feeding into that. What I'd like to do is try to get support for that. And that, of course, means finding some additional volunteers to help in that process. But first, I just want to confirm that people are okay. It makes sense to have a broader set of people, not just one person filling that out, in order to get a little more diversity in the regional viewpoint. Okay. Well, it makes it easy with silence. I'll just take that as consent. But we will need to find some volunteers to help on that. So maybe I could ask staff if we could reach out to find some additional volunteers to assist in the process of sorting that survey out.
Yes, we will.
Gabby or Bart could do that. Thank you.
And
Joko, thanks for the support on that.
Yes, Byron, one question, because I assume it will be, say, people who are on the council list in order to and seek a broad representation across, say, the regions. But secondly, do we just limit it to council members, or do you want to include the observers as well?
My immediate reaction would be to limit it to the council members, to the voting members, but that's just my intuitive reaction.
Okay, and Hong has a hand up.
Go ahead, Hong. If you're talking, you're on mute.
Hello, can you hear me? Oh, all right.
Yes, you're on.
Okay. The deadline of the Academy Working Group provided to the constituency is the 20th of December, so it's pretty close. Of course, I've told the working group that it's not possible for CCENSO to submit by 20th of December, because today there's 11th already. And we're going to have a working group. We don't have volunteers except me. I'm asking for an extension, but I don't know how many days going to be extended. So that's the information.
Right.
Yes?
So, Bart, can we, as the council, ask for an extension on that?
Yeah, of course you can ask for it, but whether it will be granted is something else.
Sure. No, I just want to reinforce. I mean, Hong has already identified it, and I'm sure her lone voice will be listened to, but perhaps if the council did it as well, it would reinforce the importance of that.
Say a second question to Hong. Hong, how much time does it take to fill in the survey? Is it a very in-depth, extended survey, or?
Well, thanks, Bart. Once we've got the raw materials, we can fill in the form in 5 minutes. The issue here is the raw materials, the information we need to acquire from the regions, from the other CCTLDs. If the question is only to CCNSO, of course we'll be limited to the councillors to answer. If this question is just being extended to the capacity building projects in the CCTLDs or in the regions, so we have to involve the other stakeholders. I guess the other constituencies like registry are talking about the same question at the same time, so we can see is their feedback.
Say, Byron, this is Bart again.
Yes.
I think it's if you look what is happening in the regions, I think it's up to the regional organizations whether they want to do anything about it. Say, the CCNSO can only answer questions on its own behalf. So that's the CCNSO and the CCNSO membership.
Right.
And what individual CCTLDs do, we can send it out and say, inform them this is ongoing, but the council can only initiate something for the CCNSO as a whole, or the council in a more limited form.
So I guess to trying to be pragmatic about it, I had two thoughts on that. One was limiting it to actual members, because they are the ones speaking for individual CCs, et cetera. But the other was limiting it to the council, just in terms of trying to respect some timeline that we as a subset of the broader group can probably be more responsive in terms of timing. And that's trying to respect the fact that even though we're asking for an extension, we're probably only talking a number of weeks, not a much longer period. And that's why I thought limiting it to the actual council would be trying to find that line between asking for an extension but trying to be responsive to the general timeline.
Yeah, and at the same time realizing you can only do it on behalf of the CCNSO.
That's correct. That's correct. So I would still say that we should try to engage council members. And as Hong has indicated here, primarily what we need is access to the information that hopefully as operators in their region, they would have relatively timely access to, versus Hong trying to sort it out from every region and access the data and information from every region on our own. So let's try to limit it to the council and seek volunteers from the different regions. And here's what I can do to kick it off. Hong, I'll be your first volunteer from the North American region.
Well, thank you very much.
but then let's send out that message and try to get other counselors from the other regions to participate as well. So Bart or Gabby, can you send that message out?
Yeah.
And solicit more help. Thank you. I'm trying to be respectful of time, recognizing we only have another 6 or 7 minutes. Let's move on to item number 10, the current and upcoming IANA consultation. I believe once again we have a list of volunteers to set up a working group to draft a response around the IANA consultation that will be made up of both tech working group and FOI working group members.
Byron?
Yes.
they say we have three members already. Say one is more a drafter than anything else, and he was involved in the CCNSO statement on the FNOI, so the further notice of inquiry. That's Paul Schindler.
Mm-hmm.
Then Becky has volunteered, and Keith as well, but more as an expert member. So Becky and Paul will act as drafters, and we are waiting for volunteers from the tech working group, two or three volunteers from the tech working group, because this is in their mandate. So that's ongoing, and as soon as we got the list, I suggest that we circulate it on the council email list so everybody is aware and they can be appointed as drafting team.
Okay, so we don't have the volunteers from the tech group yet?
No.
Okay. Okay, so what is your expectation on when we might have them identified and that a potential drafting working group can be appointed?
My expectation is that they Eberhard circulated it across the tech working group, I hope by the end of this week, so we can appoint them early next week.
And we'll do that on the list?
Yeah, we do that on the list, otherwise, we run into real issues. And please note,
sure,
that there is already one public consultation has started, and there will be more forthcoming. And one of the issues here, as we're going into a drafting team CCNSO statement procedure, say that there is a mismatch between the public comment period and the duration of the CCNSO statement procedure. Say the public comment is for the current one closes early January, and it will take around 6 or 7 weeks to produce a CCNSO statement. So, hence the suggestion that that the council ask for a extension of the public comment period again, especially on the first one, and that IAMA is requested to take it into consideration in the upcoming public comment period.
Okay, good point. Can you draft the wording around that request?
Yeah.
For us, please?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Thank you. When would you be able to put that back to us?
I think by the end of this week.
Okay.
So that
Thank
is
you. We'll forward to that.
Yeah.
Any other comments or feedback on agenda item 10? Hearing none, we'll move to agenda item 11, an update on the CCNSO travel funding guidelines.
Gabby?
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. Well, this is just really to let you know that we are working on updating the travel funding guidelines. We were to present you the guidelines today, but we have some last-minute changes. So just so that you're prepared that at the next council call you'll be presented by an updated travel funding guidelines.
Okay. Anything you want to highlight for us now to think about or just get ready in anticipation for?
No, nothing specific.
Okay. All right. Well, that dispenses with item number 11 then. Agenda item number 12, liaison update.
Together with his apologies, Han Chuan Lee just sent an update that nothing has happened because they haven't had a council call since the last call, so nothing has happened.
Okay. And ALAC?
Is Ron on the call?
Ron provided his liaison update.
Yeah.
So we'll take that as a tabled update?
Yeah.
Okay. And then our last item on the agenda before any other business is the date of the next meeting, which I believe was January 8th. Gabby, is that correct?
Yes. Sorry, I was replying to Paolo. Yes, it's the next 3 days is 8th of January, 12th of February, and 12th of March.
Okay. So that's just to advise us to be ready. All right. And item number 14, any other business that councillors would like to bring up? I see Keith is typing, so we'll give him some time for that. In the meantime, Keith says nothing from him. Any other comments, feedback? I see one last one coming in from Margarita, so we'll hold on for that.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay, well, thank you very much. And with that, it is 1 minute past the hour.
Very impressive, Myron. A late start and an on-time finish. Oh, I like it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And for all those who celebrate Christmas, have a great one. And those of us here in Dubai will keep you posted on what's happening here in the next day or two when apparently all the action will transpire. So thank you very much, y'all. Have a happy holiday, and talk to you next meeting.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Barry. Bye.
Byron.
Thanks, Barry, Byron. Gabby, Christina.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Byron.
Bye, Ryan.